Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
Laid.
On this week's show, Carter and I are going to discuss something we've been thinking about for all of 4 hours. What's that, Carter?
If vegetables were street fighters, which one would be the ultimate Smash Bros. Fighter?
Ooh, that's a good one, Carter. Feels like that's something that we thought up while we were eating dinner. Huh. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about it last night while we were playing. I didn't want to admit it to you, but I was thinking about little baby carrots. And I was thinking about little stalks of celery. I don't want to get into it too much now. We're going to get into it in a little bit. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what you would do if you had a super gift card. All of that this week on Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
Laid. Kick it.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. As always, fans and friends, I'm Sean. This man here is...
Carter!
And we are the crew from Potato Salad Marmalade. Thank you for coming to chill. Carter and I was joking a few minutes ago that we thought it up 4 hours ago. Honestly, it wasn't 4 hours ago. It was literally like 7 minutes ago. Carter and I literally were like looking at each other, panicked, like we need a topic for this week's show. And he was like, Dad, I have the best topic ever. And I was like, what is it? He goes, what about street fooder? And I was like, what street fooder? Like street fighting food? And he went like this. Yes, battle for the best vegetables. I'm like, well, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And that's where we're at. So that's what's happened. So Carter, we're going to start this off. Tell us a little bit about how you feel about fighting games, video games in particular. Like, what do you think about, like, Super Smash Brothers?
I love it. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, to be clear.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is a lot of fun. All the originals are great, too. Obviously, GameCube. Oh, my gosh, GameCube.
Oh, yes, Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Melee?
Melee.
That's how you say that, just so you know. M-E-L-E-E is melee.
Super Smash. What was the other one? That was for the Wii. Oh, wait. Now that reminds me. Hey, S-Horn.
Oh, hey, Carter. I heard you call me. You were talking about the Wii I heard a few seconds before.
Yeah, That was literally what I was doing.
So, what was it about the Wii that you had questions about?
There was a Super Smash Bros. Game for the Wii, but I don't know which one. So, can you tell me which one? I mean, you live in the Wii.
I may live in the Wii, but I don't live in the past. Do you mean Super Smash Brothers Brawl?
Yep.
Yes. Dadbot. I mean, Mr. Sean.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Nice correction.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing what a 50 jumping jacks will do. still can't believe the original goal was 200. That I originally thought that I could do 200 of them. That's an insane goal.
Yeah. And
do you want to know why I thought that, by the way?
What?
So for soccer, when I was in high school, we did it as a warm-up, like an intimidation warm-up. The other team, home games, we would stand there and like look at the other team and go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2. And we'd do 20 of them.
What, did you do 20 jumping jacks?
No, but it was actually 1, 2, 3, 1. So it was usually 2. So we'd actually do 40. So I thought, well, it can't be that hard. I did 40 like it was no big deal way back in the day, not realizing that they were wonderful for warming up. And they were something that I loved very much.
What?
Jumping jacks. So I just kind of forgot what they felt like, and it was not
so
good.
You just felt like doing 200 jumping jacks.
At that time, it was a bad idea.
Yep,
it was a bad idea. But we figured it out. So anyway, I'm going back downstairs. I got to get to work.
Okay.
You know where I'm going today?
Where?
The Temple of Boom.
Okay.
But today, I'm not playing the role of Tigrora.
You're playing your own role.
Yes, I'm running the cash register. Everybody's got to do their thing. All right, buddy. Have a good one. All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I got to make sure... we get that man a gift card to Subway. So he has some snacks for when he's on lunch break, because he took care of us when we were there.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
All right, so let's back up. Here we go. So we're talking Super Smash Brothers. Who's your go-to character in the regular game before we get into the veggie world?
Oh, Mega Man, because usually I just stand around and I change his skin to black and yellow, and the whole time I'm playing as Mega Man in black and yellow, the skin, I'd literally just start yelling, "I'm a bee! I make the honey!"
Did you get that somewhere, or you just made that up on your own?
It's from Hobby Kids TV, because there's an episode where Hobby Pig turned into a bee from Minecraft, and he started trying to sting them, and then he got turned back into a human, but he was still acting like one.
Huh, that's funny.
But he was pretty much normal. And
I'm a bee!
I'll make the honey!
Make the honey. Okay. Huh, that's funny. Yeah, you like that show a lot, Hobby Kids TV. It'd be nice to talk to them. Maybe we can one day reach out to them and have one of them on the show. They could come on.
Okay.
Let's do this. So we talked about, and my favorite character is, of course, who do I play? Every time we play Super Smash Brothers, who do I play as?
Little Mac.
Little Mac. And I say, when I'm getting ready to hit everyone with my strong attack, I say, get ready for a Little Mac attack. And guess what I do? I fall off the edge and then I die and KO myself. All right, so let's do this. We're gonna do this. Vegetables. We're gonna list. Let's right now. You and I. We're gonna list six vegetables. Six vegetables. Okay.
Okay.
And then we're gonna make a mini melee to get to the top six, three vegetables, and then they're gonna compete in our heads. All right. So here we go. Name a vegetable.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Okay, what kind of style is eggplant, by the way? What is he?
Black belt.
Black belt in what?
Karate.
Karate. Well, karate, I'll kick your butt from here to that over there.
And I think black belt in karate.
That's good. All right, next one, we got carrot. We got a carrot. And the carrot has stabby style.
Stabby style?
Yep, he goes at you like this, and he just stabs at you with his point and goes, "I'm a carrot. Take it. I'm a carrot."
Big deal. I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal. I'm an influencer on Instagram. I'm a carrot.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why would a smash vegetable be on Instagram?
I think it's a good opportunity for tie-ins. He could get free bathing suits. He could get sunglasses. Think of it. Think of the opportunities. He could be competing, taking photos of himself while his opponents. It could be a three-way melee, and the other two could be fighting in the background. He could take pictures and put it online while it's happening. He could go up in the air and just take pictures and take photos. So that's it. Okay, next vegetable.
Carrot Roddy.
No, Carrot Roddy's funny. Oh, I missed an opportunity. Oh, well, too late. Go ahead, yours. Next vegetable.
Corn.
Corn. On the cob or not?
Not.
Not. So it's a little kernel? Just one little kernel of corn?
No, it's the kernels, but they attack all at once. So they start nomming. So they start eating the enemy.
Okay, so they have nom nom power.
Nom nom power.
Nom nom power.
Nom 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 power.
So they're like the Pikmin, kind of, actually.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Pikmin for you to watch.
I got another one. I have onion.
Onion?
Yeah, I have the onion. And they have the... he has the stinky power.
Oh, and I just did a stinky.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you had basically not told me that.
Okay.
Because I'm a captured audience on this one. All right, Onion, he's got stinky power. Onion, actually, his name is really Gary. His name is Gary. He's going to have a backstory. Gary, and he works at an ad agency in Paloma.
What's Paloma?
It's in Washington, I think. He works in Paloma. But in his spare time, he fights other vegetables to be named the best fighting vegetable ever. So, I mean, it's kind of a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're up. What's up?
Wait a second. We aren't getting any closer to the ultimate fighting.
Just take a second. Once we do all these, we're going to list these, and then we'll go right through. Just trust me. You need to learn to trust me, son.
Okay. I'll see if I can name another. Green beans.
Green beans.
Green beans are actually healthy.
How many green beans? Like six? Because you've already done the miscellany. You did like corn. You did a lot of corn kernels.
Yeah, so I'll do...
Oh my gosh, the corn kernels could do like a popcorn thing. Like I could light them on fire and they could pop in the air and they could like run around like all scared as like lit on fire. Oh man, that's cool.
And then they light the character on fire and then they just burn the ashes.
Okay, wow, that's morbid and amazing. All right, green beans, what's next? Last one is the most powerful of all the vegetables.
What?
The beet.
The beet?
Yes.
The beet has a rock band.
Oh, the beet. The beet has rock power.
It literally just uses a guitar to knock out.
It's rock power.
And the sound waves knock out the other characters.
I like it. I'm fond of it. I'm a very big fan. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Right now, eggplant, carrot, and corn are going to battle. All right, in your head, how does it go? The eggplant in his black belt in karate takes on the carrot with his stabby Instagram Insta influencers. Let's play this out. So here we go. They come into the battle arena. The carrot is standing there taking photos. Choo choo, choo choo. The camera's going off, taking pictures of himself. Corn kernels come in, and I picture them going across the bottom. They're walking down there as a group, and in comes boom, eggplant. All right, now go. What happens? What happens next?
The eggplant creates a sound wave so loud that it lights the kernels on fire, and then the kernels light the carrots phone or iPad on fire.
It's a
and then it evaporates into steam.
Okay, now the carrot is a good portion of the carrot is made of water, so he may not also go up in flames. So the corn kernels are out. They were lit on fire by the sound wave. So now it's eggplant versus carrot.
No, the kernels can stay alive. I never got to explain it to you.
Okay, keep going. Just keep going.
But once they get lit on fire, they turn into popcorn. But once they get lit on fire again, they pretty much don't die. They ain't die.
Okay.
They ain't die.
So this one isn't going to go with an elimination. We're going to go down to the number of KOs and specialty eliminations that we have.
So, wait.
So the carrot starts stabbing at the eggplant with his little tail, his little butt. He's like, doo-doo, hey, I'm the carrot, and I'm here to tell you that I'm the best. Follow me, @carrot, on Instagram and TikTok. And what does eggplant do?
The eggplant jumps in the air and creates a sound wave so loud that it burns the carrot to smithereens.
Okay, so the carrot's out. So now it's just the corn. Carrot's out. Now it's just the corn.
And the eggplant.
And the eggplant.
So the eggplant thinks the same move is going to work on the corn.
He thinks the same move is going to work. Okay.
So he does it on the corn, but he accidentally lights himself on fire.
Oh, no. And eggplant is delicious.
Yeah, so literally corn also nommed on him.
Okay, so he lights himself on fire, and then all of the corn kernels go over and they start nom-nomming on him with their nom-nom power. And then what happens?
Is that eggplant is out.
He's out. All right, so that's it. Corn kernels win match one. For battle number two, we have the onion and his stinky power. And remember, his name is Gary.
Yeah.
He works at an ad agency in Paloma. I believe that's in Washington. We have the green beans, which we know next to nothing about, which we should be scared of. And then last but not least, the man with the power of rock, the beet, which, by the way, I love beets. Love beets. Love beets so much. What? So how does this go? The three characters drop down into the battleground, and I picture them fighting on the stove playset. That's where they're fighting. That's where their fighting battle arena is. What do you think?
Good. And what was the one that I made up that was in match two?
Green beans.
The green beans start popping out some peas, and then the peas start...
So they pop out the actual
nomming,
bean?
Nomming on the stove, So
you're telling me that the green beans are going to pop out the little peas, the little beans, and they're going to start eating the stove itself.
Yes, sir.
They're crazy. You're telling me green beans are crazy.
The oven.
They're going to fall into the oven.
But the green peas and the green beans don't, because they're literally right. They turned on the stove, and then they cooked the other two.
Okay, so the green beans go in, they turn on the stove. The onion, now, the onion has stinky power. So the onion is going to let off stinky gas that's going to cause the green beans to cover their noses and stop turning on the gas. So the fire will stop. And the
beet... Not the gas, it's...
And then the beet is going to pull out his amazing electric flying V guitar. And he's going to rock. He's going to rock so hard. He's going to play a power chord that is going to blow all of the green beans into the fire that they lit, melting them instantly. The green beans are out. Thank goodness.
It's the green peas, because the green peas popped out of the green beans, but the green beans were still growing another pair of green peas.
Fine. The little pea parts are gone. The beans are still alive. At least for a second. The onion comes up behind the green beans and puts it in a figure four leg lock while they're on the ground. It is writhing in pain. "Ask him, referee," he says. "Ask him."
What does that mean?
He wants him to ask him if he submits. Ask him if he submits. Carter, you gotta ask him.
Do you submit?
Why are you asking a vegetable if he submits, goofball? They don't submit. Ah, gotcha. They don't quit. All right, so here's what happens next. The beat takes his guitar and just cuts the onion right in half.
Ah.
Just cuts him right in half because it's an axe. Get it?
The onion is out.
The onion is eliminated.
But I thought you liked the onion.
Man, I like onions, but I love beets more. So last but not least, we're down to the green beans themselves and the beet. What happens?
The green beans take their opened up selves and wrap up the beet so much that his guitar breaks in half.
Oh no. Oh Jesus, this was worried about. Well, good thing the beat has the power of song. And he quickly looks at them and says, "You know what? I'm gonna serenade you." And he turns on a song from his heart. And that song makes the green beans cry, and they self-KO, and the beat wins round two. So now it's the coolest match ever. In the finals, it's
Corn
kernels going nom nom versus rock power beats, and now the beat has a new guitar. And it goes real simple. One-on-one. Where's the arena? Can they be in the barbecue in the back deck? Like, it's like I open the thing and then like they're there on the grill on the deck.
Ready? Fight!
Okay, and real quick, who do you think wins? Who do you think wins? And then tell me.
The corn kernels, because they actually turn themselves back into kernels so they could relight on fire.
Well, they would reset. If it was the video game, it would reset anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes. You think the corn kernels would win so that they could use their power again. I say the beat would win because the beat goes on, baby. No, the beat would win because he would just take his guitar and he would slap all of those corn kernels into the fire below, right off the edge. He'd hit the screen with one. He'd hit the edge of the screen. It'd fly off camera. You'd see that little pixel, that little bubble where they're like off camera.
And for some reason, I feel like you just felt like saying the beat goes on because pretty much your friend, I think it was Sean Bryan, that was in that TV show for doing something. But I can't remember.
Trolls?
Yeah, Trolls.
Yes, Trolls.
Trolls, the beat goes on.
Yes, he was an animator on Trolls.
Yep.
That was my best friend in high school.
Is he still your best friend?
He's a good friend still. I have not talked to him in a very long time, though. He's a great person. He's one of those people that you wish nothing but the best of success to. You'll have friends like that one day. You'll get it. Where you're like, life just goes in weird directions and you do all sorts of different stuff. I went to New York and he went to Austin, Texas, and then he went to Los Angeles, and we just haven't talked in a while. But that's fine. All right, so corn kernels versus beet. Let's shoot fingers for it. Let's see who wins. You know how to shoot fingers?
Oh, wait. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. You know how to do it?
Yeah.
One, two, three, shoot. We both did scissors. Ready? One, two, three, shoot. Oh, you cut me. It looks like corn kernels wins.
Yeah.
Oh, corn kernels. Corn kernels. I'm going to have to find that music if I can. Corn Kernels is the Super Smash Brother. Well, we are going to take a break here real quick so that we can do an ad break here on the show of all shows.
Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, thank you so much for checking out that ad break. Keeps the lights on here at PSM HQ. For those of you that don't know, that stands for pretty much some machine's headquarters.
Potato salad marmalade headquarters.
Yes, that's what it stands for. Otherwise known as Sean's office. So, second segment here real quick. Carter and I were talking the other day, and I had an idea. And I was like, you know what? We don't talk a little bit about this kind of stuff a lot, but on air, but we do talk about it as hypotheticals otherwise. But Carter, right now, if you had a gift card for, let's say, $100 credit to LukeyGames.com, a friend of the show, LukeyGames.com, Carter.
Yeah.
What would you get? Would you get a system? Would you go for games? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, J-E-D, I choose a Nintendo 64.
You get it at a 64?
Or a GameCube. Wait. I think I'll buy a GameCube.
Okay, why?
Or a 64. Well, plus they're pretty much both great.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the controller for the N64 and the GameCube.
Okay.
They're very comfortable. And N64 was the first game system to have the joystick. But sadly, it only had one.
Are you referring to the Nintendo controllers to have the joystick? Yes, because previously, obviously, joysticks was like Atari, Coleco, stuff like that. So
they weren't that.
Yes, they did have them as well too. But
yeah, but they weren't that much of a joystick.
You're thinking modern games. So okay, how about this? How about if I told you you could get a Nintendo 64, and you had to get two games. Have you ever thought about what two games you would get?
Okay. First, I think Smash Bros. Melee was on... Yeah, Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. Melee was on the GameCube. So I think I'll buy that.
Are you going GameCube? You don't want N64 anymore?
No, I like both. I like both.
Okay, well, you can't get both with that amount of money.
I've always wanted to try Mario 64. I've always wanted to try the original Paper Mario. Pretty much, I can't think of any other games.
Well, if you went N64, you could try GoldenEye.
GoldenEye?
I'm just kidding. It's a shooting game. Or Turok, which is also another...
We don't talk about...
You could play any of the Wave Race games.
We could.
You could play Donkey Kong 64. That was a fun one.
Oh! Yeah. Wait, Donkey Kong Country?
Donkey Kong Country was on SNES.
SNES?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was a 3D game.
That was 64.
Yeah, it was 64.
Oh, you're talking about the 3D graphics? It was on SNES, though. Donkey Kong Country's SNES, and then, so...
Wait, 3D graphics were also on SNES?
Yes, not the kind that you look at now where, like, the character moves and, like, you can move the camera around the character and the world exists. but like the character was out and the background was away, and it looked very different than it did like with Mario, which looked like a paper level. The paper level, which is called a parallax.
Well, pretty much in Paper Mario, everything was paper.
Yes. You know what else was paper? My paper route in high school.
Paper route?
Terrible idea. I don't know why I did it.
What is a paper route?
It's where you deliver newspapers to people's houses.
Oh, like the game Paper Boy?
Yes.
I've always found that game stupid.
Wow, that's a big S word. I don't like that. But yes, it isn't that fun. But yes, I had a paper route and I would deliver it to people's houses and then I would get the money from them at the end of the week. And we would have a big party. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, Carter. Look at me. A lot of fun. It's me being facetious. Do you know what facetious means?
Sarcastic.
Boom, I've done my job. I've done my job if you know facetious in first grade.
So. I did not know what facetious meant, but you were actually being sarcastic?
Yep. Yes, it was a terrible job. It's very thankless, and it's hard, and it's lots of hours, and...
Wait, so you did not do it?
I did do it. No, I did the job. I just did not enjoy it. I was saying it was fun, and I did not mean that.
Oh, you were being sarcastic.
That was me being sarcastic. And I said I was being facetious. And
so you're trying to trick me.
Yes, I was being silly. Yeah, I was being a trickaroo. Did it work?
Nope,
because you said you were being sarcastic. And what is another word for sarcastic?
Facetious.
Facetious with an F, yes, sir.
Facetious.
Facetious. It's
facetious.
Facetious.
The C's shish.
No, facetious.
The C's shish kebab.
Carter, what is your favorite word, by the way? I've never asked you this
shish
before.
Shish kebab.
Is that your favorite word?
Yes. I just rather say shish kebab for one whole minute.
Really? Shish kebab's your favorite word? You want to hear mine?
What?
Endoplasmic reticulum.
What?
It's a science word. And when you're older, you're going to know what it is. But it's been my favorite word since 10th grade.
I do not understand that.
I know. Well, it's because you're in first grade. You're like 9 years away from it making any sense.
I'm going to do something, and let's see if you get the correct answer right.
Okay, I'm going to get it wrong on purpose.
There are 15,000 grades of school.
False.
You are correct. I'm going to name another one. There are 10 grades of school.
Still false.
Yep.
Hey, Carter.
They're in fifth grade, you actually learn the science I've always wanted.
Yep, science of driving.
No!
So you learn how to drive.
The science I've always wanted was actually like making actual volcanoes.
Well, you know what? I'm excited to build that volcano with you because I never got to build one. But guess what we have to do right now?
What?
We have to do the Patreon break. I was hoping you would look at me so that you would see that I was telling you that's what I wanted.
Okay.
So let's do that, and we'll be right back here on the other side of Potato
Salad
Mar.
Ma.
Late.
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 Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
What did we learn this week, Dad?
Well, the first thing that I learned was that corn kernels go nom-nom when it comes for battle time.
Yep.
What did you learn, Carter?
I learned that being facetious is also meaning being sarcastic. And being sarcastic means kidding about something which you don't actually mean, but you're actually being facetious.
See, there you go. Using a word to define a word, then to define the word by defining it with the word. That's my boy. You know what I learned?
What did you learn?
Green beans are a resilient battle vegetable that not only can put apart small green peas that can fight, but also stay there as stalks that are resilient and stringy.
And also they can grow their peas back in.
And you know what else I know, Carter? We don't say goodnight. We say
ba 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 ba